Unit 11. A clothing brand with a message.
At the age of 17, Eli Zied would be expected to be focusing on his grades and his plans for college. But the senior high school student from New York City is also the CEO of up-and-coming fashion brand Habits 365, and he is remarkably confident in his ability to handle both. Let's give Eli a warm welcome to our show. Eli, what sparked your entrepreneurial spirit?
Thanks for inviting me. I think it all started when I was around the age of 12, when we started buying and reselling sneakers. From there, I started following several streetwear fashion brands on social media and spent more and more time thinking about starting my own brand.
Did you have other sources of inspiration for the business other than social media?
Yeah, actually. I took part in a business and marketing program during the summer after my freshman year in high school, and I definitely was inspired there to think creatively about how to go about developing my business.
Let's talk a little bit about the concept behind your brand. How did you come up with the name Habits 365?
Sure. I thought a lot about this during the summer program. My idea was to create a lifestyle brand that would be relatable to people, but would also motivate and challenge them. As for the name, everybody has habits, but not all of them are necessarily positive. Habits dictate your life, and the better they are, the more successful you will be in the long run. So with Habits 365, I wanted to emphasize a positive daily routine all year round.
That sounds like an admirable goal. What were some of the first things you did to gain popularity or exposure in the very beginning?
I started out creating designs and making logos, and then my older brother Spencer, who runs a clothing company in Brooklyn, came on board as chief operating officer of the business. We pooled our funds from reselling limited edition Jordan sneakers to help finance Habits 365 and got the ball rolling by telling our friends and family about the brand. Basically, we were able to grow organically by selling to people we knew personally.
Did you encounter any big challenges along the way, or has this organic growth continued without obstacles?
There have definitely been challenges. I'd say the biggest issue was the risk of buying large quantities of materials to benefit from economies of scale. We had to be confident that people would like and buy our products, so we ran online polls among our early followers to get a better sense of what they wanted. It was inexpensive market research, but it gave us the confidence to place large initial orders of product and be more cost efficient.
You've gained lots of publicity through celebrities and influencers ranging from NFL and NBA athletes to rappers. Walk us through this process. How did you go about creating such a wide base?
I basically contacted as many athletes, musicians, YouTubers, and others with strong online presences as I could who might be interested in free merch in exchange for a photo shout-out or, if possible, a post. The response was much bigger than I had expected. People really seemed to like that I was a young entrepreneur with a positive brand message. Having influencers wearing our products has been one of the biggest drivers of growth. We started out with a few hundred friends and family as followers. Now we have over 80,000 followers.
I can imagine with so many followers comes a lot more responsibility to keep Habits 365 thriving. How do you balance your academic life with your business goals?
For a student entrepreneur, time is limited and you have to budget it carefully for sure. I do homework and study for exams when I first get home from school and work on the business at the end of the day. Getting good grades is still my main priority. My brother also helps me a lot with the business, and my classmates and teachers are really supportive. Some have even brought apparel or acted as brand ambassadors, so it feels as though the people around me are also invested in the success of the brand and are excited and proud as we continue to reach new milestones.
A supportive community is essential. It's wonderful that so many are invested in your success. A final question. What does the future hold for you and for Habits 365?
I'm planning to study entrepreneurship or business in college and continue building momentum to expand the business further. I believe that one day Habits 365 will be one of the biggest streetwear brands in the world. We have a strong, relatable message to everybody who wants to improve and get better in whatever they do, 365 days a year.
We'll leave it at that. Eli, thank you for your time today. All the best for the future, and here's to another 365 days of success for your brand and business.
Thank you very much.